This is Kenny Foreman for WLIW-FM from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. It's the third day of the DNC convention, and people here can't stop talking about the electrifying speeches by former First Lady Michelle Obama and former President Barack Obama. But some are also talking about different protests that took place last night outside of the convention center.
We're here because the National Institutes of Health is sinking $22 billion taxpayer dollars into cruel animal experiments where mice, dogs, guinea pigs, monkeys, and other animals are left burned, sickened with disease, injected with chemicals, and even robbed of their babies.
That's Marnie Chambliss. She works with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, known as PETA. Other demonstrations included those supporting a movement to end the conflict in Gaza, as well as those against the Heritage Foundation's proposed Project 2025. Tonight's featured speakers include former President Bill Clinton and Vice President Harris's running mate, Governor Tim Walz. This is Kenny Foreman reporting from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago for WLIW-FM.
This is Cameron Bowden reporting for WLIW-FM from the 2024 Democratic National Convention. At the DNC, there are 57 delegations in total, 50 state delegations, the District of Columbia, 5 territory delegations, and the Democrats abroad. One of the lesser-known voting populations in this country is the over 9 million Americans who live abroad but are U.S. citizens. Katie Solon is one of 21 delegates from Democrats abroad and shared how important this voting bloc is.
U.S. citizens that live outside the U.S. have the right to vote. Most of them don't know that they can, and then they don't know how to do it. When they turn out, we win elections. We win elections for Democrats.
Solon expressed how vital it is for U.S. citizens living abroad to look into their last state of residence's policies regarding voting abroad. This is Cameron Bowden reporting from the Democratic National Convention for WLIW-FM.